President Bush leaves tonight for his first major trip to Europe since taking office. The president will visit Spain, Belgium, Sweden, Poland, and Slovenia. He'll discuss a wide range of topics, including national defense and trade. But one of the most contentious issues on the agenda is global warming, NPR's Emily Harris reports.
President Bush stunned most European leaders back in March when he decided the United States would pull out of negotiations to finalize the Kyoto Protocol on climate change. That agreement would commit the United States and other industrialized countries to cut back on emissions of carbon dioxide and other gases that are linked to global warming. Here's how the president explained his position then.
Our economy is slowed down in our country. We also have an energy crisis. And the idea of placing caps on CO2 does not make economic sense for America.
That is still part of the message President Bush is taking to Europe, but he's adding details of just how he is willing to move ahead and fight global warming. More research into technological solutions is a key element, finding ways to slow greenhouse emissions without hurting the economy. The president is also backing new initiatives to continue studying climate change, with a focus on defining the speed and impact of global warming. President Bush is promising to work closely with European countries when international climate change talks resume later this month in Germany. But some critics say his plans will flop overseas.
This will be a disappointment and won't do much to dampen European criticism of President Bush on this issue.
David Sandilow helped negotiate the Kyoto Protocol for the Clinton administration. He says enough is already known about the general causes and broad impacts of global warming that more research, while important, misses the point.
Of course we should be going forward with those types of voluntary initiatives, but we need to do more than that. We need to take serious mandatory steps in order to address this problem, or we're just not going to move quickly enough towards a solution.
But progress on details of internationally agreeable ways to meet the Kyoto Protocol's mandatory emission cuts has been slow and difficult. For example, at a meeting last December, European and American negotiators simply couldn't agree how much planting trees, which suck carbon dioxide out of the air, should count toward a nation's obligation to reduce greenhouse gases. Glenn Kelly heads an industry group called the Global Climate Coalition. He says President Bush is taking the right approach, pushing for technological solutions like clean coal to reduce global warming.
We're talking about fundamental technological approaches towards how we develop energy, how we produce energy, and how we use energy. And these are only achievable through the long term. A short-term approach is simply short-sighted.
For some European negotiators, the short-term debate seems to have shifted from how to get Washington on board to whether to implement mandatory emission reductions without the United States. But the lure of including the planet's biggest single polluter in a climate change treaty is still strong enough Europe might respond eagerly to almost any U.S. proposal. Eileen Claussen heads the Pew Center on Climate Change, a group of mostly multinational companies who support mandatory emission cuts. She says the president just needs to show Europeans a little flexibility.
A lot of the things that they argued about last fall in The Hague, I think they'd be much more willing to compromise about. And I also think they would go even further than that and would probably entertain renegotiating the targets in Kyoto if they were felt to be too onerous. But I think they will not entertain moving away from a mandatory system and moving toward a voluntary system.
The White House calls the president's global warming proposals an update on administration thinking, not a definitive policy statement. That leaves room to maneuver should the climate for negotiations with Europeans heat up during the president's visit this week. Emily Harris, NPR News, Washington.